Album of the Week.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the world's worst program.
Well, hello everybody. This is Ross Rader for Random Bytes Radio doing my special, I swear I wasn't going to do it, BloggerCon edition podcast. Just sitting around the hotel today and didn't really know what I wanted to get up to. Eventually it just kind of led to me sleeping in a little bit too much. Missed a tour out to the museum this morning. So I packed up, went down to the lobby to grab some lunch, which led into 3-hour let's clean up my entire inbox email extravaganza session. So I didn't actually get a bunch done, but I did get a ton of time to think about BloggerCon and what was going on there. That was a great unconference, as Dave Weiner likes to call it. Certainly learned a great deal, met a ton of great people. Certainly for me, the bit that I spent the most time thinking about was podcasting. It's funny, it really became clear that with podcasts, we've tapped into some additional bandwidth of the internet that we didn't know was there, that we're now using to carry emotion, which is pretty neat. Got to talk to a lot of people about podcasting too, which was kind of neat. For me, it's a form of therapy. You know, I talked to Steve Kirks about this quite a bit, and you know, his summary was kind of interesting. He says, if blogging makes you a better writer, then it only stands to reason that podcasting makes you a better speaker. That's one of my goals with this, is to be a better speaker and get back some of the skills that I had when I was DJing. It also became real clear to me that I'm spending way too much time producing my podcast, so I'm going to try and tone that back a little bit. I also got a chance to think a little bit about blogging. By the way, if you I don't know if you can hear this in the background or not, but I'm sitting on the edge of a big canal here at the just a little bit north of the hotel in Santa Clara where I was staying, right on the edge of Santa Clara Parkway. There's a little bit of a culvert with a bridge running across it, and that's where all the cars are driving that you can hear about. Occasionally a cyclist will drive by and give me a funny look, or some runner, or what have you. But it's a beautiful day, and I couldn't stand to be inside any longer, so I thought I would take a shot and do a sort of one-take, shoot-from-the-hip podcast and get it out there before I hop to my plane tonight. Plane leaves at 10:15 p.m. It's Sunday, day after BloggerCon, and that'll get me into Toronto around 6:30 in the morning. So that's going to make for a long day tomorrow, but it give me a little bit of chance to get cleaned up and reflect a little bit today. So back to my notes. It also gave me a chance to think about blogging. And it was really, really, really became clear. There's actually two elements to blogging that wasn't really clear to me before. There's the whole publication activity that you see with people in their web blogs, the writing, if you will, or in the case of podcasting, the audio. But there's also the whole delivery infrastructure, and it's amazing at how well that infrastructure is working now. You've got text that's being pushed around. It was built for text because everybody's got a keyboard hooked up to their computer, and it was only natural that was the first step. But look at how quickly it's caught on and how quickly the infrastructure is adapted to distribute audio. And I can only assume that video's next, and video will get equally wonderful treatment by this thing. It's just amazing and very, very cool. A little bit more from the podcasting world. iPodder 1.1 is out. Great stuff, guys. It kicks some great ass. You've cleaned it up a lot. You've got my $50 donation. Enjoy. Buy yourself at least some beers. I love it. I'm really, really turned on by the directory browser. I think that's going to be critical for podcasting adoption. Even though the iPodder.org directory is great, I just hate having to load up my browser and browse through another directory in another application and then cut and paste. And just dropping it right into iPodder itself makes it a wonderfully compact and pretty simple process for me to subscribe. I was actually able to explain it to a newbie with little or no crossed eyes or funny looks. So that's great. And also a special thanks to everybody at BloggerCon and ISPCon, for that matter, that let me subject them to the torturous pain of my Skydasher demo. I certainly appreciate you taking the time to check it out. The comments that everybody gave me was just great. Certainly going to be a fun project to work on, and I'm really looking forward to it, especially now that we've got some feedback on it. If you want a quick little, if you're listening to this and you haven't visited my weblog, check out www.byte.org and scroll down a bit. There was a little bit of a sneak preview that I snuck in there a little bit earlier this week. That's byte.org. In the meantime, I'm going to take a bit of a break here and let you tune in to some Big Sugar. I call these the Canadian super band that never was. Big Back Home. They unfortunately just recently broke up. But here's a little bit of a remix made by Mental Floss, a.k.a. Andrew McCallum. He's one of my fellow Two Cows guys. And he did a great job with this little ditty from some guys that I really love and respect quite well. So enjoy. we're back. That was Lion Fever with Slave. Before that was Lying in States with Yup. And of course, kicking it off was Big Sugar with the Lead Belly remix that was put together by Mental Floss. Before I get out of here, I'd also I guess I'd be remiss not to talk a little bit about ISPCon. It was also a great show. I came out here last on Monday. November the 2nd, I guess, or the Tuesday for the election, or on election day. I didn't come out here for the election. I've got nothing to do with the election. But most of the week wasn't at BloggerCon. It was actually at ISPCon. I've got a plane flying overhead here. Sorry. Most of my week was actually at ISPCon. It was great. There's new energy at the show. The money is back. The deals are coming back. Well, at least it looks like some deals might be coming back based on a few of the conversations I was privy to. And the industry is definitely headed in the right direction. My favorite bit was the ISPCO roundtable on, I guess that would have been Thursday night. Great session that was also done in the BloggerCon patented Dave Weiner unconference style. And it lasted an amazing 7 ad hoc hours. I guess with the beer showing up at 11 o'clock, that sort of extended the evening slightly. But it really gave me some great insights into where ISPs are at and get it straight from the horse's mouth rather than third hand through some report or online through a mailing list or something like that. For instance, I learned that ISPs have essentially 100% abandoned Cisco in favor of other vendors. That just blew me away. The companies that put Cisco on the map have walked away from them. This is just terrible for Cisco, and even worse, based on the way these guys were talking, Cisco doesn't have a clue that this is going on. So is Cisco the next big networks? Don't know, but it's certainly something to keep an eye out for. Anyways, I'm going to shut this thing off and try and head out for a bit. That's it for me. I'm going to leave you with some Dance Disaster Movement doing shots to take you and hopefully me home. Hope everyone has a safe trip back from BloggerCon. Enjoy yourself, keep enjoying yourself, and only do what you enjoy. And make sure you enjoy yourself while you're doing it. I'm Ross Rader, this is Random Bytes Radio. Have a great one, everyone.